A thorn in the side of corrupt institutions. A drop of chlorine dioxide starts a health revolution. How they duck and they dive, spread lies and confusion. But in truth we abide, we got the solution. It's a health revolution.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the G2 Voice Broadcast. It is Sunday, July 12th, in the year of the Lord, 2020. My name is Mark Grennan, and I'm here with my co-host,
Joseph Grennan.
Joe is with us in the house. It broadcast 201.
We passed the 200 mark.
And it might be our last broadcast for a while, folks, and you'll hear in a minute. This week, we're going to cover what's happened this week as of Wednesday. And as of Wednesday, my sons, Jonathan and Jordan, both bishops in the church, were raided. The church was raided by the, U.S. Marshals, sheriffs were there. They had an armored vehicle.
FDA, basically.
Yeah. Everybody came, okay? No fighting. John and Jordan went peacefully. Now they've been in jail for 2 days. Okay? I'm going to get into that a little bit more. I'll get into it right now because we need to get into it. The next day, I was on a video with Mike Adams. He called me, said, I want to get you guys on. I heard what happened. Mike's really been helpful and to getting this news out around the world. I have put all my books free to the world. Why? Because I want the world to know why we're being hit so hard. In a nutshell, it's this. If chlorine dioxide, our sacraments, which is one of them, chlorine dioxide, is let out to the world and made available, I'm not going to say legal because I don't care about legal, available to the world, then 90 to 95% or more of the pharmaceutical drugs would be obsolete. That's how powerful this. And that's why we're getting hit so hard. So I wanted my books, the whole world to have. Everybody on earth, well, not everybody. It's English, Spanish, and Portuguese, right? The first book. The second book, volume, is Spanish and English. And the third is English. Third volume is first, second, and third, all three. Joe is going to put that in the description. You can click on it and have it downloaded right away. They're all ebooks. Obviously, we can't offer printed books because they even shut down our bank accounts, okay, this week. Shut down our bank accounts. When they came into the house, they took everything. They took all our sacramental products, all our, everything. And they busted the safes. You say, why'd they bust the safe? Because John, they say, give me the key to the safe. John's like, no, I'm not going to give you the key to my safe. It's nothing in there that you need. So they took all the, busted the safe, took all the money. I think we had about $15,000 in there, some little gold and stuff. And that's it. They had guns. They left the guns. So they honor the Second Amendment, but not the first, by raiding a church using sacraments. Okay? So what's happened? I explained this to the next day. You'll see the video. It's there with Mike Adams. In 2 days, it's already got almost 6,500 views. He's going to put up this next newsletter from my books, I pray. I asked him to this morning. I haven't talked to him yet, but I'm sure he will. And many, many, many people are contacting us. We're waiting for some lawyers to contact us because of the fact that now they're just railroading us. Now they're just playing and trying to punish us. They met yesterday with the judge and five lawyers. We had none because we don't have a lawyer. And basically just railroad them and say, no, there's no bail. You're not getting out. Basically, you're a flight risk when we're not. We stayed right at the house during all this thing. We didn't show up to the court because they asked us to come. We said, no. You cannot have us come to your court And asked, because this is the exercise of free expression, that can, no law can be made, never mind an order, a code, or anything, that can stop our free exercise of our religious beliefs. That's why we told them. We weren't hiding. We wrote them and said, no, we will not come. Okay? And now they're mad. It's like they want to punish my sons. Okay? They're in Tampa, somewhere in that area. I don't know exact location yet. But we've talked to them a couple times a day, and they're doing good. Good. They're trusting the Lord to work it out. Even got some Christians in the they're talking to there. And but these people are evil. Okay, I'll show you what I just wrote the president. Got up at 5 a.m. No, I wrote him last night, even before I went to bed. Got up at 5 and wrote this newsletter to get the books to everybody from the world, okay? Many different ways you can get the books, okay? You get them, they're all free. Get them right away and share them with the world. Because once they read these books, they're going to know why they're attacking us so hard. And they're going to know why the FDA works for the big pharma. We have it all in these books. And why these rogue U.S. attorneys and this rogue judge is trying to stop us. They get people that will do what they're bidding, and they're going to try to stop us. But we have a God that's alive. So basically, I send out the dead man switch before I'm dead by letting all the information out to the world, okay? And so, what are you going to do? Well, we're praying. We're writing. We've got a lot of people that are looking into some Christian lawyers, even legal defense teams, some teams of lawyers, okay? We're going to make them, if they push us, to a jury trial. Why? So we can show all the evidence, all the 30,000, well, I don't know if we'll be able to, 30,000 patents, but we're going to put everything out to a jury of our peers. And we're going to pray that they don't taint them or pay them off or whatever. But that trust is completely in the Lord. Okay? Well, how do you say that? Well, the U.S. Marshals have a warden for Joseph and I. My Joe, my son here. And so I called them. I called the U.S. Marshal. I said, I called the local area. First guy I know I talked to, they didn't know anything about it. I said, how come you know anything about it? It's all over the news in Bradenton. Yeah. And he goes, well, I don't know. I'll look into it. I'll call you back. And he called me back in 10 minutes. Okay, I know who you are. I know who they are. Now, who are you? I'm the father and my son, Joseph. Yep, what's the date of birth? He took it up. Yep, there's warrants for you guys. I said, I'll tell you what. We're not going to run. You don't have to come and extradite us, because that's what they told my son they were going to do. Extradite us or put us in a Colombian jail till after the court was over.
Till after the case was done.
Yeah. Why would they do that? Unless they just want to have a hung jury or a kangaroo court, okay? So I called them and said, we're innocent. We're not afraid to stand in front of our accusers. And when this is over, this could be bigger than the O.J. Simpson case, because this can take down the FDA, the CDC, Big Pharma, the big pharmaceutical products, so many things, folks. And we're not suicidal, so if we die in jail, we didn't kill ourselves, okay? But we know God. We love Lord. And I believe he told me the other night, call the U.S. attorneys. I mean the U.S. marshals. Tell them you're willing to come. So right now we're booked on a flight to go and be taken. And the guy with the U.S. marshal was a nice guy. He even took my book. He's a Portuguese guy. He took it and said, I'll read it. I said, well, then you'll find out why. We're innocent, man. We're innocent, sir. And we're coming in. We have to take a taxi to Bogota. They're going to put us on a flight. They've tried it already. I don't know, probably full of criminals, or I don't know.
Well, it's a humanitarian flight, so
I don't think it is. No, it's a U.S. Marshal chartered flight, Joe.
Okay.
It's not a humanitarian that I know of. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they're working together on this thing. Anyways, we're going to go there and present ourselves. They're going to take us to Florida, and I'm sure we'll stand before the judge. And by then, we'll probably have a lawyer. Or more, maybe a team of lawyers. People are raising money. People are talking. Very influential people are talking to some people. Now, will they take on the case? I don't know. Will we have to defend ourselves? I don't know. But there's going to be somebody out there. I believe God's going to provide a team of people to come to our rescue. Okay? So, that's what's going on. and we had an emergency meeting. You probably get our newsletter if you get them. What was it? Wednesday. We put that out. Emergency newsletter.
We put that out Wednesday, yeah. Wednesday afternoon.
Right away. Yeah. Right away we get it out, let people know around the world. Thousands have contacted us. The books are going out like crazy. I'm praying for 1 million people around the world get these books. English, Spanish, and Portuguese, at least the first volume, but they can get all of them. They're just not in their language yet. They can get the other two in English if they want and read it if they read
English.
Well,
it's free, so get it, translate it, and give it out.
Yeah, give it to the world.
And give it to everybody.
So we got a lot of influential people contacting us, too. They're going to try to make a, what do you call it, example of us? Well, we're going to make an example out of them. In my prayer, mark it down on video. Not mark it down, record it. We're praying that the judge not only is eliminated from her position, but she goes to jail for treason and the U.S. attorneys, because the law says when you take an oath and you forfeit that oath and give it up and no longer defend the Constitution and defend it, that oath, then you've committed treason, and the judge is no longer a judge and the attorneys are no longer attorneys. So this is what we're praying, that they get eliminated and they go to jail. It's going to backfire on them. Just like the people that tried to get Daniel. I know, the three young guys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, in Daniel 3, I covered last week. Threw them in the fire. And they said, Lord, King, we are not bowing down to your idol. There's only one God. He says, don't do it. That's the first commandment. And they didn't do it. And he said, well, I'm going to throw you in the fire. He goes, well, you throw us in the fire, we'll be burned, and God can deliver us from the fire if he wants. King got mad, heated up the furnace 7 times hotter.
Mm-hmm.
The people, they got strong guys, it said, to get them and throw them in. You don't need strong guys. They probably would have walked in. Threw them in, and those guys died. Okay, they shouldn't have taken that job. Just like the U.S. Marshals shouldn't have taken their job. Excuse me, and done that. So they died. Those guys, the ones in the fire, walking around. The king looks in and goes, "What? We threw in 3, right? Yeah, but there's 4 in there, and the 4th one looks like the Son of God." How would you know the difference? I'm probably shining. And
just glowing, right?
Probably all the fires are backed away. And he said, come out of there. They walked out. Their clothes didn't even smell like smoke, never mind where they burnt. He goes out and says, your God is the God, the Lord God of creation, and gave him glory. That's what we want to come out of this. Not Mark Grennan famous, not Mark Grennan's books. No, I'm giving them away. I might forever. And in fact, I kind of be a little ashamed here. I told the Lord yesterday, I said, Lord, you give us the money so we can sustain ourselves, because we live off the books and that's all we had now, because everything else is gone, right? And now finances and everything. I said, Lord, you give us the finances, I'll make my books free. He goes, oh, will you now? Why don't you make them free now and let me take care of you? And I tell you, I had to repent. I said, Lord, I'm sorry. Here we are boasting how you take care of us, and now I'm worried about taking care of myself, like it's in my power. And I said, okay. I got up early. Boom. Joe, you got the newsletter. I sent it to a lot of people, and people are getting it. I think within an hour or so, we had 50, 60, 70 people get it. And now I put it to other papers. And as people wake up and around the world, it's in India. It's in, I want a million. Bob, one of our bishops, said, no, we want 100 million. Pray for that. Okay? Billion then. Let's just pray for 1 billion. Let's pray everybody on earth gets it. Download it and read it. Then they'll know. We'll expose their evil deeds. Okay? You say, why are you doing this? Well, we have to. We have to stand up against this evil once and for all. You know, many people stood up. When the guys signed the U.S. Constitution,
mm-hmm.
What was it? How many were the signers? Were it 39 or 51? Look up how many signers. I want to know that for myself. But they were committing treason against England. The penalty was death. And they said, but like Patrick Henry, give me liberty or give me death.
39,
thank you. I thought it was 39 to 51. 39, okay? They signed that, and they said, well, give us death. We're going to sign it. We want liberty. We want to be free from the shackles of England and their tyrannical practices, telling us that you have to have a state church. We want freedom of religion. That's why they left. That's why this is number one amendment that's being violated right now. Listen to the video. Watch the video, not listen to it, that we did. I'll give you the links here. This is what's happened, folks. This is horrible. Horrible what's going on. And if it wasn't my family, it'd still be horrible.
Yeah.
Right? We're for freedom, religious freedom. I pray that every church in America that has any guts will stand up and say, no, these people are being persecuted unlawfully. And the biggest thing is, this is why we didn't show up and told them we're not coming, because you have no jurisdiction. This case should never exist. You're trying to carry it on like it needs. It's a valid case. It's not valid. We're going to prove it's not valid. We're going to, if we have to stand for a jury, we're going to prove it to the jury. Hopefully, the president steps in, or the Attorney General Barr steps in and shuts down the case and makes him put everything back in the church. What are you going to do then? Just continue on. Go. Keep doing what we were doing. Helping people. How can we not help people? Forget the fact that we cure the COVID. We cure that. That's nothing. That's a minor flu, if it even is. But we have all kinds of testimonies for that. And I'll prove it. That's what they're basically saying. Because you said you cure COVID, this code says you can't say that. And because it's a drug, and we're... How can they say our sacraments are a drug? So the holy water is a drug? Every sacrament the churches have now are drugs? So now you need FDA approval to do the Lord's Supper. This is ridiculous. It's going to stop here. And if they kill us, they kill us. But we're going to make a stand for the Lord God Almighty. Joe's ready. Jonathan Jordan just called me just before this broadcast. Said, Dad, we went and they wouldn't give us bail. They had five lawyers, and the judge said no.
Yeah, they said they're just going to make them sit there until...
Until they're ready to deal with us. Well, we're going to make them. Because you know what? That judge is probably going to be taken out of her office. And it's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of an angry God. Listen, why is he angry? Every one of these sacraments that went out, this is the travel kit, this is sacraments, a couple of things. In the travel kit, as well as every sacrament, had the Word of God in it, explaining not only physical health, but spiritual health forever, if people want it. It's always, choose you to this day, whom you will serve. If Baal be God, serve that idol Baal. If God be God, serve him. You don't think God's upset and angry that the Word of God is not getting to these people free? And on top of that, the people that need help with the sacraments have illnesses that are being abused by the pharmaceuticals that are killing them? FDA agency are premeditated murderers because they know the things they approve will kill people. They know this.
Well, they said it themselves, too. It's, you know, FDA-approved stuff can cause, you know... Heart failure can cause, you know, fatal episodes, can cause death, can cause
autism,
all these things.
Blah,
they're
blah.
Saying if you take this and if you take obviously too much of it or too long, it will kill you. So, I mean, they're approving it.
We're going to fight this, folks. We need your help. First of all, we need your prayers, okay? We need your prayers. I believe in prayer more than money, any power on earth. Prayer. The preaching of the cross is to them that perish. Foolishness. Even if you listen to this and you go, let's skip that Jesus stuff. And well, it's foolishness to you, but to us that are saved, it is the power of God. In 1978, November 12th, I received the Lord Jesus Christ after hearing the gospel that he died, was buried, and rose again. I accepted that, and he came in my life and changed me, and I became reborn, born again. John chapter 3, the Gospels, 1 Corinthians 15. This is why it's so good to memorize Scripture. Jordan brought his Bible with him. They grabbed him. They tricked him. They knocked on the door and said, sir, could you help me with my car? He goes, sure, man, what's going on? Boom. They got him. Mm-hmm. Okay? He wasn't going to run anyways. They have to trick him. He's going to say, sir, we're going to arrest you. He would have went. He was ready. Okay? We've been waiting for this. That's why we're not a flight risk. We didn't run. We're not going to run from a fight against the evilness of this. We want to purify it.
How can we be a flight risk if we're literally taking a flight to go to show our face?
That's the flight risk. We're taking a flight.
We're taking the risk to go show our face so that they can do whatever they want to us. So there's no flight risk with us. Yeah. We're not running.
But folks, you pray, and the more you get people, get these books. Read it. Understand what's going on. And when you get the facts, you're going to say, wow. Get people. Picket the courthouse. Picket the jail. Thousands of people show up. Let the Genesis 2 church go free. We want health freedom. I wrote the president. I'll read that in a minute. We wrote the president and asked, all we want is health freedom. Mike Adams and I were talking. That's all we want. Freedom of choice. A right to choose.
Yeah.
You want pharmaceuticals? But the FDA says, no, you can't choose. You can't choose even a sacrament unless you get our approval. Oh, yeah? Well, we're going to do it. We're going to say the COVID is cured by chlorine dioxide. We're going to say it. You can't say that. I'm going to say it. I'm going to cover two or three things, and that's all I'm going to say to the judge. We're not going to sit down. We're going to stand there. We're going to stand for the Lord. And having done all, the Bible says, stand. So, Jordan wants to take, he took his Bible. They took it away from him, wouldn't give it to him. You can't even have a Bible in prison? Your own Bible.
Well, you can't pray in schools anymore. You can't do that kind of stuff.
This is why we're having this problem.
Yeah, I know.
This is why abortion's legal.
There's no freedom anymore.
So, the chaplain there, he had to buy a Bible from the chaplain. The chaplain doesn't even give it away. When I was a chaplain in a maximum security prison in Concord, Mass., I gave Bibles to him. Give them away. Give it to the people. Okay, so this is what's going on, folks. You a little upset? I'm upset and saddened at the same time. I see my daughter-in-law, I see my grandkids, your wife crying, I see all this stuff going on, and I'm thinking, Lord, these people love you. They love you. My son Jordan, I'm not going to just praise Jordan, but compared to John, he is a saint, you know, in his life. John's fine now, but I'm just saying, John, this is one of the most good kids you can imagine to have.
Mm-hmm.
Loves God, does whatever God wants him to do, and he's suffering unnecessarily from some unlawful judge. It's beyond being just following the law. These people are evil. They're signing orders that are going against the freedom of exercise of our religious belief. These people are evil. They need to be stopped. And I've prayed, God, didn't they say we threatened her something?
Yeah, the news station said that we threatened the judge.
If we threatened him, all the threat was the word of God. Because I never said we're going to do anything to judge. I said, watch out. God's watching. And those that go against God, God can do many things. And we're praying that God does something. What are you praying? Well, things like maybe the president or the attorney general will go personally and release him and drive him home. Would that be God doing something special? We're praying God something special so he gets the glory. Not Mark Grennan, not the Genesis 2 Church, not Jim Humble, anybody. He gets the glory. He gets the glory. So why are you going? I've had many people, Joe, say, don't go. Don't go. Don't go there. They need you to be out. No, we need God. We've had a lot of people tell me, don't worry, we'll publish things. They're already trying to raise money for us. We'll take care of it. We'll take care of your families. We'll take care of you guys. If you're in there, if you can't get out. Okay, thank you, folks. God bless you, man, for that. Thank you for helping us and to that promise. And I believe they will. But even if they didn't, God will send birds. He sent birds to Elijah to feed him. He gave manna to the children of Israel and quails to eat for 40 years, Joe. And the minute they touched the River Jordan, they never got any manna and quails again. And he didn't part just the Red Sea. He parted the River Jordan, too. And they estimated if he parted the River Jordan and pushed it up to that many people to go through, because there's over a million, They would the wall of water would have been like a mile back and about, I think it was like 100 or maybe it was 1,000, crazy amount of feet high as they walked by. Walked over, and then it came down, and they started farming and, you know, eating animals and whatever they did to make their, to need what they needed to do. So you think I'm afraid? I told the judge, you think we're afraid of you? Especially when you're innocent. It said, count it a joy when you suffer for righteousness' sake. A joy. They caught John in a picture. He's looking, you know, his mugshot. They've never been, none of my kids have ever been arrested. I don't even think they've got a speeding ticket.
No, I think I got one. I've never got a ticket. I don't think John's ever got a ticket. No.
So these kids have never even been in jail, never been arrested, never had run-ins with the police until this happened. They make him look like John Scruffy, you know. They grab him in the house. He might have just got up, too. He looks, you know, like, these guys are tough looking. Well, I'm going to smile. And they might not even wait. You know, they might just take pictures before you even smile. I'm going to smile. I'm going to count it all joy to suffer for righteousness' sake and for stand up for the health, freedom for the world. This isn't just for America. This is for the world. The reason why you need these books, folks, I have one naturopath. This is why you need to get them. Has a master's degree, wrote and said, I have a master's degree in naturopathic medicine. And after reading Imagine a World Without Disease and listening to the G2 Voice broadcast and reading the free weekly newsletters, I feel like I have a PhD in natural health. That's why you should get it. And for the information about the evil going on in these evil agencies. You want to know how and why your body is diseased? Read Volume 1. And why the FDA, CDC, and all these corrupt agencies and what Big Pharma's done? I have 200 years of history of what happened, okay, that they don't tell you in your schools. You want to know how and why the Genesis 2 Church was established, and read newsletters covering in detail many topics, as well as 10 new testimonies each week of people being cured from all types of illnesses worldwide in our free weekly
newsletters.
Go to our site, our church site, G2News.org site.
G2ChurchNews.org.
Thank you. That's in volume 2 and 3, in testimonies and what we've been doing around the world. We've been in over 20 countries, did 62 seminars. The thing they're not going to stop is what we've established as a church and the protocols. It's all over the world, folks. It's in Bolivia. They're giving it. They're making and giving it to the university.
Yeah, there's a lab, Spectro Lab or something like that in Bolivia that are using it. Not that the authorities have approved of it, but there's many countries in Latin America that the doctors are using chlorine dioxide to prevent and to cure and to heal COVID.
That's right. So let me read that. Let me read, before I read the testimonies, I'm going to read the testimonies today too. I just got a note, Joe, that someone wants to do in Europe, interview would be today at 4 p.m.
Okay.
Okay? Our time. Okay? Here's what I wrote to the president. Where is it? I didn't even put it in. Joe, I didn't put it in. I put letter to President Trump and then put it in. I can grab it real quick. It's right here. That's funny. You know, a lot of things happening, so bear with us. I'm sorry for that, but look at this testimony we just got. Look at this. Tell me that. Look at that cancer. Look at that. Huh? Just came in right now as I look on, looking for the what I wrote to the president. Okay, let me shut it down. Let me pull it back up here. Boomity boom. Okay, here it is. I should put it in the newsletter, right? So you can get it
so
out.
Let me
put it in. I'm sorry for that. But hey, we're like a family here.
We have so much going on right now.
We're getting prepared to leave. I got our bags packed. We're getting prepared to leave. It's a sad time for our families. But even my 5-year-old grandkid said, you need to go up there and help my uncles and my cousins. I said, we're going, buddy. You pray. Jesus is going to help you. My John's oldest son said, I said, you're the man of the house right now. He goes, the Lord's the man of the house. He's going to help us. Yeah. Keep going, Johnny. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Letter to the president. It's entitled, I'll make it bold so the title will stand out. This is what I wrote him last night. For I couldn't even go to bed. I was taking a shower. I'm like, Lord, what can I do? What can I do to get the boys out? And he goes, right. So this is what I wrote. Missionary family for 40 years being unlawfully abused by FDA and Department of Justice, DOJ. Dear Mr. President, we as a family have served the Lord on 3 different continents, and now 2 of my sons are in a Tampa jail for healing people naturally. We are curing all types of illnesses and have thousands of testimonies. I gave 5,000 to Mike Adams the other day. We mentioned healing, COVID-19, and now we are criminals. We can prove it and are being treated like criminals and animals. None of us have been arrested ever. Sir, I am in Colombia with another son and am coming to the States next week voluntarily to stand before our unlawful accusers. We are not afraid because we are innocent. Many of the people we have trained around the world, 145 plus countries, are also healing COVID also. Uruguay, Peru, Chile, Ecuador, Argentina, Bolivia. I think Uruguay made it legal. I heard that. We haven't proved it yet. Yeah, but Ecuador, thousands and hundreds of doctors are using it. Many countries in Europe, all over Africa. The judge won't even see my sons until 1 month. Well, that's what I knew of last night, but I just heard they saw him and they didn't give him bail. So as of last night, I wasn't lying. Please watch our interview we did Wednesday, 2 days ago, with on Natural News, right?
Naturalnews.com, yeah.
Mike Adams. I put that link in there. Please help and tell Attorney General Barr. We are being slandered and silenced. Church raided, banks closed, websites, even my books taken. They took my books. Man, they're supposed to come in and take the sacrament. They took my books. Now you can't even have the freedom of speech to write. They have books about pornography, how to make bombs, Satan worship. And you can't have this book now. They made it unavailable. Well, I made it available. It's an e-book. Get it, download it, save it, send it to everybody. Let the whole world. Like we said, I want 1 million. Bob says 100 million. People have this and read it and use it as a textbook for your self-care. Shows you what to do. Shows you how to make it in your home and be healthy. So they can't kill you with their vaccinations and their pharmaceuticals. Fauci's going down. CDC's going down. FDA's going down. You watch. Whatever lawyer takes this on, he better be brave, powerful. That's why we want a Christian lawyer. Maybe a bunch of Christian lawyers to come together and be in prayer. We're going to pray that God opens the world's eyes and shuts the mouth of the judge, which is, to me, no longer a judge. That's why we didn't. Why would you show up to someone that has that started a case, took on a case from a corrupt agency that kills people every year, hundreds of thousands, died from their approved drugs, and say, oh, yeah, we're going to show up. I wrote them and said, no, you have no authority. They don't care because they violated their oath and just gave up their oath. And so now I told them, I sent them the laws. You're no longer a judge. You're no longer a lawyer. Why should I show up? You can't. This isn't even a case. Well, they're going to get us, right? They're going to make us suffer. Well, oh, I didn't finish the story. After they walked out of the fire, the king threw all those people that set him up in the fire. Same with the Daniel in the lion's den. In fact, I might be confused. They threw them in there that set up Daniel.
Yeah, the ones that were burnt were the ones that threw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in.
Yeah.
Those are the big guys that the flame was so hot it killed them.
In Daniel chapter 3. But Daniel, He was throwing the lion's den, and many people know that story. When he got out, all the people that set him up as Nebuchadnezzar's glorifying God, glorifying the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Daniel.
God of creation.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is what Nebuchadnezzar said, right? He threw them, and before they hit the ground, they were ripped to shreds. That's how hungry those lions were. And they didn't touch Daniel. You think with all these examples, Sodom and Gomorrah, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Paul, Peter, all the people that have gone before us, Moses, parting the Red Sea, Joshua, Joseph was thrown in, sold by his brothers
into captivity,
and was made second in the kingdom of Egypt. So when they came to him, he goes, you meant it for evil. The devil meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. Now look, I can save Israel. And that was left of Israel. It was a famine. I'm here for a time. That's why we're here. People wrote me and said, that's why you guys are here to do this. And I'm like, well, I believe that too. But, you know, it's not like, whoa, you're so, I don't want to be famous, folks. I don't want to be popular. I don't care about that. I don't care. We just want to be left alone. In fact, Mike said the same thing. He goes, I just want to be left alone too.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to fight this stuff all the time. I want to put my energy into health. Mm-hmm. That's why we started the Natural News. But now I'm fighting this evil government, these evil agencies every week, and trying to educate people about vaccinations and about all the things going on. He says, I agree with you, brother. I want to. And he goes, I take MMS. I know about it from Ecuador. I take your sacraments. So, pray. Oh, I didn't finish the newsletter. I mean, I didn't finish the... Please tell AG. Okay. Where is the First Amendment right, sir? Big Pharma doesn't want exposed what we do, and are using the FDA and rogue attorneys and judge to silence us. We trust the Lord. We talk. We'll talk. Excuse me. We trust the Lord will talk to you to help us with your God-given authority. Lord bless Bishop Mark Grennan. Everybody write the president. I wrote him again, well, right there, and Attorney General. You go to the site. It's on the newsletter. Write in. You want to talk to the president. You want to write him. Say, this is, you know, this. What I'm not going to tell you what to say. They accuse us of writing our own testimonies. Yeah, right. Yeah, we have time to do that. The only testimony I wrote was things I've experienced myself. Same with you. We did video testimonies. That's it. MRSA, sickness, Zika. What were the other things? Oh, dengue I had. Sore throats, infections, you know, little cuts, bruises, things like that. So they don't want us to have a jury trial, especially if the jury's honest. The jury is honest people. And I'm praying God, if we do a jury trial, he gets really honest people. And it's a hung jury for them, not for us. And then we go back to being everything given back to us. And people go, you should get retribution. You should be fine. I don't care about that. I don't care about even suing anybody, the U.S. government. I don't care about that. I just want to be left alone and help the world and preach the truth of the Word of God. That's what we want done. So, we're asking everybody, remind me not to stop the, I want to read the testimonies, but I want to get into what we want everybody to do. Mm-hmm. Pray, watch the videos I have here, send the president, and you can even, it says another agency, you can put another agency and then Mr. Attorney General Barr. They know that's Department of Justice, and they'll get it to him, okay? Hopefully, prayerfully. I know we got responses that they received it, so hopefully they'll do it, unless there's someone evil there that pushes it aside. But we're asking God to intervene, and anything they can, obstacle they can put away. Remember, the obstacles in front of you that God, devil puts in your way, God's looking like this. He's looking down on the maze. He knows how to work it all out, the beginning from the end. There's a verse that says, I am the Lord thy God. Is there anything too hard for me? Of course not. He created everything. The breath that we have, our heartbeat is in his hands. And I think that's what I said for the judge and lawyers. You better be careful, FDA. FTC, the God that you're fighting against, and your God. Okay, keep laughing. And I pray for them to open their eyes and become a believer. I pray for them, honestly. Because the split second Judge Williams, after her death, and that's not a threat, when she dies one day, we all
Everyone
die.
Everyone will.
Right? Split second, she's going to regret everything she's done against the Lord. Okay? Even if she is a believer, which I highly doubt. I don't think any believer could do this. God would not allow it. Unless they're just so backslidden away from God, prodigal son, that they just do stupid things when they're not walking with God. Then I pray for them all. I still pray for them. They know not what they do. I mean, they know what they're doing with us, but spiritually wise, eternity wise, they know not what they do, folks. I pray that millions get saved out of this. Millions come to light. If God uses me to do that, our church, my sons, and the books and everything we've done to do that, praise be to God. He died. The Son of Man came to seek and to save that which is lost. And he said, as he ascended in Acts chapter 1, the nearest thing to his heart was, bye, Mom. I love you. No. Hey, disciples, you know, hey, I love you guys. No. He said, I'm coming back. The angel said, no, the angel said he's coming back. What he said was, go into all the world and preach the gospel into every kingdom. In Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the world. And behold, I will be with you always. He ascended. So the nearest thing to his heart is the reason why he came. To seek and to save that which is lost. In John chapter 6 says, the work, he said, the work of God is that all men believe on me. That's the work of God. And that's what trying to stop the work of God. You don't think God's going to get in it? And you're going to see him get in it? And when he moves, not Mark Brennan, not slick speakers or anything else, the world's going to go, whoa. And that's what the world needs for revival. That's what America needs. To stop the 70 million kids that have been killed. Stop more of that since Roe versus Wade. Put prayer back in school. Put the Bible ability back in schools. Have it on the news. Get rid of the toxic things that destroy our temple, as the Bible says. What? Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him will God destroy, whose temple ye are. 1 Corinthians 3:16-17. You have to give God the glory, and you have to take care of this body, not defile it with toxic medications. Okay? That's our fight. That's the basis of our sacraments. And they mock it. I don't care. And they just ignore it. Well, when God gets in, they're not going to be able to ignore it. Do I want all of them to drop dead in the courtroom? Not really, if they're not saved, Joe. I don't want that to happen. I want them to stop and say, I'm sorry. We shouldn't have done that. Dismiss the case. Put everything back. And anything you broke, fix it. That's what we want. And we want the judge out of her office. I keep saying judge. I wouldn't be able to call her your honor either. I basically say your dishonor or ma'am. You can't say that. You want to bet? Freedom of speech. And the lawyers lose their positions. And I'm really praying that they all go to jail. Maybe in jail to find the Lord Jesus Christ. Watch the videos. Write the president. I got to, even when the marshals came the first time, you're going to put some pictures in this.
Okay.
Okay, about when the other Wednesday, all the cars there, all the stuff. They had a helicopter cruising over. What did you say a couple people in the neighborhood said? Tell them. What did you tell me?
Oh, one of the neighbors, I don't want to say the name, but one of the neighbors said that they've used chlorine dioxide, MMS, to heal themselves. And also, one of the other neighbors said that they had gotten MMS from another place in the United States for years ago, and they didn't even know that the Genesis 2 church was right next to them.
But then there were other people in the neighborhood thinking, God, you deserve it.
Yeah.
I'm getting some letters like, you deserve hell. Yeah, they don't know what they're saying.
They don't know what they're saying. They haven't even looked into it. They're just believing the news. And the news was there talking fake. So much shit. I mean, yeah,
fake news, Joe. Yeah, fake news. I said that before Trump ever coined that.
Mm-hmm.
We've been saying they're fake news. They're liars. They're owned by the same people that own the pharmaceuticals and control the FDA. They say people are dying over this. Where's the corpus?
Yeah, well, one of the things that the... I can't remember exactly what it was. One of the Florida state... it wasn't the attorney or anything, but she said the people that this is a toxic substance, but anybody who's using this basically is being taken away from their actual ability to being cured. How is that possible? If you choose something, you're not being taken away from the pharmaceutical industry. If you want that, go do it. But if you want to do something natural, do something natural.
They never say cure in the pharmaceutical industry because they can't. They can cover symptoms and you think, oh, I'm done. Then you have to go back and do it again. If their medicines work, why do you have to take it again? Huh? That's logical. If your stuff works, why do I have to take it again if it doesn't cure?
Yeah, why do I need a refill, right?
Yeah.
Why do I need to go refill my thing
every month?
I got
diabetes. No, you got to take this the rest of your life. Why don't you have a cure like we do? Curing diabetes, curing, healing, restoring health. We're going to use those words. They hate that. Why? Because they're going to be knocked down. When the world finds out, this is why I made my books free to the world. And again, Lord, I'm sorry for not doing it earlier. Lord, listen to what we're saying, people. We're not crazy. We're not killing people. We're not killing, putting people in jeopardy. The COVID has been cured. Even Trump mentioned we need therapies to cure. Yeah. The disinfectant. Hmm? Yes. How can you say that? Alcohol is a disinfectant. You drink that. Yet, there are FDA-approved, EPA approval for chlorine dioxide.
Yeah, and the word, yeah, exactly. And it's even on their site related as, it's called GRAS, generally regarded as safe.
Yeah.
It's very safe because they use the clean blood bags before they put the blood in it.
Yeah.
So it's non-toxic. It works with by oxidation.
Well, the very fact that they purify the waters with it.
And tell you to drink it.
Yeah, that's what we do.
It makes water safe to drink.
Yeah. Oxidizer. It's an oxidizer. I'm oxidizing right now. I'm inhaling oxygen and blowing out what? Joe?
Carbon dioxide.
You're not supposed to rebreathe that in with a mask. You're supposed to let bacteria come in your mouth so your body can fight it and build immunity. I heard this piece of crap, Fauci, and say, no, one doctor, it wasn't Fauci, said, oh, we need a vaccine so we can get herd immunity. You don't get herd immunity from vaccines. Okay, let me give you an example. Joe, here's a cup. I'm going to put some mercury in there. I'm going to put some aluminum in there. I'm going to put some...
formaldehyde?
Yeah. Radiator coolant. What do you call it?
Radiator fluid?
Yeah, radiator. Antifreeze. I'm going to put some pieces of pig, chicken, babies. I'm going to put... what's else in there?
The actual...
MSG?
The actual virus?
Yeah. The actual virus that you're supposed to be touched with. I'm going to put that in there, too. And what else, Joe? We're missing stuff because there's a list of them. In the polio, they put SV40 in there from swine flu.
A cancer-causing.
Not from swine, from people. And cancer-causing, they proved it, okay? Put all that together and all the other ingredients and tell you to, here, give this to your kid.
SV40 is the simian virus, monkey.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
And drink it. That doesn't give you herd immunity, folks. That puts toxins in your body and destroys your immune system.
It makes your body have an autoimmune disease,
right?
Because it attacks itself, basically trying to clean all that stuff out.
You want herd immunity from the mumps? Get the mumps. Yeah, I had. I don't have any ever again. You want it from chickenpox? Get the chickenpox. Chickenpox parties when I was a kid. You had, remember in the motorhome you guys had it? We lived in the motorhome with five kids. They all got it. We let them ride it out. Have you got chickenpox since then? You were like 5 years old then. Maybe a little older, 6, 7. That's how you... They're lying about herd immunity. They're lying. Their science isn't even scientific. They're lying to you, folks. I point this out in my books. Even the germ theory, Pasteur, Louis Pasteur, is a lie.
They came up with the word pseudoscience because they're the ones who started it.
Yeah, quacks, because they're the quacks. I did an interview with a lady yesterday. They're talking about the quack watch that they come after us initially, saying we can cure COVID with silver. They said that's why she was on the list. Mm-hmm. Even Mike Adams, silver,
and not even saying cure, just saying that it will even help bring down the system, the symptoms, or bring up your immune system to be able to fight that.
Right.
You even say that, it's red flag.
Yeah. Yeah,
you can't, even say that. You can't even say, may God heal you.
Yeah. Yeah, no, God, don't get that in there.
May God cure every bit of COVID in this world.
Doesn't water heal thirst? You can't even say that to the FDA. You need but see, all those people that got hit, I think all of them, were under UCC code. So the FDA can tell them they can and they can't and they can't do it before they pay it and buy it. FTC says, no, you can't say that. We don't go by them. We have freedom of speech. We have freedom, free exercise of our religious beliefs that they're violating, folks. That's what we're going to stand with. That's what we're going to stand with. They built all these other things. They did this. They said they weren't going to, and they did this. They said, we're not going to send it out. We didn't for a donation. We didn't. We're in a time of prayer. Well, you made money. We saw in your bank account. It was the books. It was our course. But they want us to defend that. We're not even going to go there. We're going to start with the basis that they have no right to even say our sacraments need approved and call it a drug. That's an offense to us and God. This is why we're going back. This is why we want the world to pick it. You want to pick it for something? You'll pick it for the First, Second Amendment, which you should. I'd be right there with you. But you should pick it for the First Amendment, too. Not just the freedom of press, freedom of speech, freedom of religion. That's why they wrote it. They left England because of that. That's why the first thing they wrote, England, in your face, freedom of religion. There can't be no law, never mind a code or some stupid FDA thing, to say we can't do that. No, we're going to do it. We're going to do it. And if I die, I die. But I think God's going to do a miracle thing. And may the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ be proclaimed.
And chlorine dioxide it's proven and it's approved by the FDA by so many different ways, so many different uses.
Joe, they clean cans before they package the cans.
It's a food contact disinfectant.
Yeah.
Because the word disinfect is not a bad thing. It means there was an infection and now it's no longer. You could do that by probably lemons. You could do that
by
alcohol. You can do that by certain plants. It disinfects. Yeah. It gets rid of infections.
And where do they use it? Hospitals.
Yeah, just because, you know, Mistelene, Fab, and all these other companies and Clorox bleach and stuff are called disinfectants doesn't mean that other disinfectants are all bad too.
Right. The word disinfect means stop an infection, basically.
Yeah.
Dis-ease means opposite of ease. Okay?
When the body is at ease.
So disinfect, you're taking away the infect. infection. The thing that would infect. Folks, they use it. Meats. Before they package the meats and they sell it, you don't have to wash it off. Because it's non-toxic. It turns into salt. That's what it does in your body. It turns into sodium chloride when it's done. After it's done doing its job. Folks, they're lying to you. We need to expose these lies and have everybody that's lied punished. I want them all to be saved, but punished. They've persecuted people. Daniel Smith, because he was under the UCC code, he was under commercial stuff, which we never have been. Everything's been a donation, and we're a church. He spent 3.5 years of his life trying to just help people. With natural things like Mike Adams. They came to Mike Adams. He told me, he said, Mark, they came to me and said, stop that church. We're going to blackball you. Get them off your sites. And the Plandemic video by Judy Michalowicz. Judy was on here. Ask her about vaccinations and about Fauci and Gallo and Burks. Billion views on that video, Joe. So we might get a billion people grabbing her. The same people got her book. Maybe they'll get out. I mean, get her documentary. Maybe they'll get. I wrote it today. I said, Judy, please try to get these books to you, the world, everybody you know. Huh? Maybe that would happen. Maybe we'll get a billion. Wouldn't that be crazy? Hmm. Would be great. Because the gospel's in every one of these at the end. Every one of these. And scriptures throughout it. But I teach you how to make it, how to do the protocols, why the pharmaceuticals are so evil, what they're doing that's evil, how the body works, how the body was designed to work, why MMS works, how it does work. I think we got 60 testimonies in the cancer. We got 50 plus illnesses and how to cure them from our G2 Voice videos there. We've got how to cleanse the liver, what foods you should be eating that will build nutrition, how the oxidation works in the body. You get that in these books, basically, are the history, volume 2 and 3 of what we've been doing. And it's amazing as I wrote it. Wow, look at what's been going on. It encouraged me even more. So we cannot shut up. We're not going to shut up. And if they kill us, we die. We go see the Lord. And that's what you have to get. This is a conviction. This is something we'll die for, to help someone else, just like the gospel. You can't preach anymore. Well, we're going to do it. They beat up Peter and James, and they went back out in the street and preached again. We can't stop these people. The world's just being turned upside down. You know, in Jerusalem, within just a few years after the Lord left, they said there was about 25,000 people, it talks about in the Bible, in that, just in Jerusalem, there were believers. In just a few years. Maybe this will be a revival breaking out. Maybe in jail. They'll throw us out of jail because everybody's getting saved. Huh? Is that what's going to happen? Huh? We're going to keep them in jail, so maybe they'll get the COVID, and we won't let them get the cure for it. Folks, this is a matter of life and death for us and for you, because they're going to come out with this vaccine. Let me tell you this. Check it out. The 1918 Spanish flu killed. Look up how many it killed. John, I want to be correct. The reason why it killed so many, they had millions of vaccines they didn't use in the First World War among the soldiers. And they died, a lot of them. They gave it to the public. And that's what they died of, the Spanish flu vaccine.
Well, their numbers are way off anyways. They say? 17 to 50 plus million. So.
No, I don't think it's way off.
I'm saying that
mean, more or less,
there's
right?
a big...
Yeah. No, it was millions. Yeah, that's what I wanted to say.
Yes.
I know it's, okay, at least 17 million. We cure malaria that's killing up to 2 million people every year. Okay? And half of them are 5 years old and under. They want to depopulate the world. That's why Bill Gates doesn't want this out there. He wants a vaccine to kill more when we're curing it for less than a penny. In fact, I think somebody calculated we could cure like 100 people for a penny if you buy the bulk. In Africa. And they're using it all over Africa. One missionary had 30,000 people in 10 years he cured the malaria with. You see why they don't want it out? Thank God that Trump dumped the WHO. Okay? Now he needs to dump Bill Gates. In fact, crimes against the man, he needs to capture him. Soros. Grab that little imp of Satan, Fauci, Burks, working with the HIV crap, Gallo, and crimes against humanity. The CDC has patents and makes billions off of their patents for medications and vaccines. The FDA makes money. Gets money from the big pharma, too. And many politicians and lobbies, campaigns are paid for. To shut people up and make sure the FDA has a free reign, a monopoly, to only what the big pharma has be approved. They even have fast tracking that says you don't need to have clinical trials with fast tracking. If it kills people, well, maybe we'll take it out. But the big pharma is not obligated. They're not reliable, Joe. This is sick. And listen to people like Big Del Bigtree. He's saying it. Listen to people like 40 years of PhD, Judy Mikovich. Listen to He's a scientist. He has labs. He does this. Mike Adams. Mm-hmm. Listen to these people. Andreas Kalka. He just wrote me and said, Mark, pretty soon the whole world's going to have this. It's going to be used everywhere. And he's fighting everywhere about this. They even tried to get him in jail in Spain. He had the lawyers. They fought it and proved that no one's ever been killed by this. Yet, prove stuff. They've been killed all the time. And not liable. Isn't that sick, folks? Do you see what I'm saying, folks? Get this video to everybody. To get these books. Get this video. Write the president. I would like a million people to write the president. Say, you could pick your 15 minutes. Write the president. Not 15 minutes. Well, you could copy it and write the AG. Right? Millions of people write them. Say, stop this. We want the right to choose. We're not going to take pharmaceuticals, and doctors need to subscribe chlorine dioxide. Joe, this would wipe out the pharmaceutical industry. Fox covered us as being evil. I saw one of the ladies say, that's horrible. They should be thrown in jail and the key thrown away. Really? Tell that to the people. Tell that. Well, let me read
the testimony.
Let's go into the testimony. Tell that to these 10 people. Really more. They represent more here, but. Folks, I don't know what else to say but the truth and the experience and the evidence we have. Can you imagine standing before a jury, telling them everything I just told you? Huh? During the Katrina, they had black mold everywhere. They tented the house, black, for 4 hours, chlorine dioxide, pulled the tent off, and it wasn't black anymore. It was blue, it was yellow, it was green, whatever color it was.
It was back to
killed
normal.
All that black mold. The anthrax. Did all those buildings, killed it all. Hospitals, gymnasiums, fighting against MRSA. That's why they spray the gymnasiums with chlorine dioxide. I told you about the meats, the water purification. Folks, it's a no-brainer. If a jury heard this, and the corrupt judge sitting there, the corrupt judge could just say, I don't care. We don't even care what the jury says. And it's, no, I'm going to overrule that. Even, you know, if it's split, the jury, the guess who makes the decision?
The judge.
That's why we have to get rid of that judge and put an honest judge. I'll stand before an honest judge and show this evidence that basically has upheld and believes in that First Amendment. I'm pointing up on the wall. First Amendment. I'll stand before them and believes in truth and logic and make sure that the jury's not tainted. They're just honest people. I'll stand that. I won't even get a lawyer. I could do it myself. Literally, we have so much evidence, Joe, to talk to a jury and show them pictures before and after. Patents, over 30,000. I don't think we'll be able to show them, but you know, different. Maybe all the ones that have to deal with ingesting or injecting. All those. For HIV, for malaria, for cancer. What else we see it for? There was a bunch of them. Patents. I'll be the lawyer. Well, you won't know. You're going to lose because you know what you're saying. I know what I'm saying on this topic. Okay, here we go. Weekly. Well, I did put up just before that the G2 Voice last week and Health Ranger Wednesday. Click on that just before the weekly testimonies. And we were on with Mike an hour. How much time we got now?
We have...
I really don't care.
An hour.
Huh?
We have an hour left.
An hour left?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't care. We're going to go finish these and wrap it up. But, folks, I pray that God says, wow, open your eyes, guys. Pick it. Right. Let the world know. What, to save my life? Folks, I'm telling you, before God, if they kill me, don't worry about me. What about your family? Yeah, that's the sad part. God will still take care of them too. Weekly testimony. Hello, Mark, Joe, and all. First of all, thank you. I just finished my 3 weeks of Protocol 1000. I'm feeling great. I've been taking Prilosec for acid reflux, Zyrtec D for environmental allergies. I am no longer taking either of them. See? Pharmaceuticals will lose all those drugs money. Probably billions just those two. I'm no longer taking either of them. In the beginning, I did take Prozac twice because of heartburn and acid reflux. I did have to take the mild fungus protocol. I had to use the bentonite clay from our local health food store as I waited for the good stuff from one of the recommended sacramental providers. The good clay, helped. I do still have lingering minor cough, mucus issue, not bad enough to take drugs again. Because of the Independence Day holiday and ease, this just came in. And during activities, I've been doing the once-a-day six-drop maintenance plan. I am 57. I realize I need to still do clay protocol for a little bit more. The main reason I'm writing, I have a hot tub that currently uses chlorine sanitizing system. Okay? He wants to change that. Not chlorine dioxide. Chlorine, sodium hypochlorite, not sodium chloride that turns into chlorine dioxide.
Exactly.
I'm not using it because of that. I want to switch over to MMS. How would I go about it? It's a tub of 800 gallons, and Carol, South Dakota, I wrote her. Now, this is a cool one. You're going to see the video. You can click on the video. Epilepsy cured. Epilepsy. How old was that, a kid? Three or four. Yeah. Argentina came in. Video. The lady said, here's my son, and he's laying in the bed, can't do anything, always epileptic fits and grand mal seizures, all that. After one month, he's sitting next to his mother, no more seizures, hugging her, talking normal, a normal kid, just like your kid, just normal kid, smiling. She goes, I have to send this in. Watch that video. Just that video alone should, never mind all the other ones we have, on MMStestimonials.co, on G2 Worldwide Missions, there's over 1,300 there. On the first one I just mentioned, there's thousands there. On one of our newsletters, we had 3,000 come in from Peru over a five-year period.
Mm-hmm.
Go to our G2 Church News and look back and read. There's how many did you say were there? 600 newsletters?
The last one we just did was number 600 total newsletters or things that we've published. So okay. Overall, 600 flat.
Well, we hit 200 here and 600 here. Now we done? I don't know. We get enough? Well, it says you guys get enough information. You're done. We like doing the G2 voice. Don't know if we're going to be back. We're just talking about it. So if we can't come back, we're not going to take any of this stuff with us because they've taken everything. They took all their computers. They took even the kids' little iPads. So what are the kids got some special information there or something? They flipped over things, even money hidden in socks and stuff that Nairobi was just saving.
And also all this information of church members, etc. This is all confidential, private.
Yes.
Church members. You know, you're stealing.
Yeah.
All this information. You're stealing everything that we have. You're stealing.
Yeah. It's thievery. And they even said, since 2010, you need to pay back everybody that gave a donation. So, first of all, we're never going to do that. We're going to reject it completely. And we're not even going to get that far because
you can't give back a donation. And people aren't asking to give me my donation back. This is you guys just talking.
We've had one or two people say, I didn't get it. For some reason, it didn't get it. We gave them their money back. Or we sent it again.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, it was probably the FDA that held it or stopped the shipment from going through.
No, it was England one time.
And they did such a good job stopping people. Probably the person probably died because they didn't get it.
Yeah. This is evil. This is evil at its pinnacle. This is why we're in the last days. Look at what's going on. These people are all Rothschild puppets. Okay? Read the history of the Rothschilds in my book. And the Rockefellers, J.P. Morgan, Carnegie. Read it. How the FDA, who set that up, how they wiped out all the homeopathic naturopaths and started Johns Hopkins, Carnegie did, and stopped everybody else. They made medical societies to say, ooh, that's quackery. Quackery? You're giving poison to people. Toxic stuff. Next one. What is happening is so beyond what one could ever imagine. Sorry for all attacks towards Jim and all of you. The truth hurts, and the dark forces hate truth. MMS has literally saved my life in the past. So you're right. He's saying it saved his life. So he didn't get it? He would have said he died. He would have died. As of right now, I am having a serious battle with my health again. I am also out of MMS. I am gone from literally balled up in pain to be able to sit up straight. My liver and stomach is is where it should be. It's not where it should be. I need my MMS to live. I've tried to buy it from you. I cannot now. I am fully aware as to the claims against the Genesis 2 Church and MMS. I know what they are putting all you through. It's a sad day on this planet when money means more than people's lives. I am prayer for you all. It's good, man, because I get prayer from these guys, woman, Brenda. God wins in the end, and MMS will not be taken from us forever. I am looking for other ways to find MMS now, but I will keep checking back with your website, because they shut it down. We shut it down. We stopped it. Thank you for all you have done for humanity. Thank you, and keep you all safe and healthy during these sad times. With love, prayers, Brenda. Thank you, Brenda. Make it yourself. There's people out there. Oh, didn't they make a statement also? That anybody that has selling MMS, selling it, not through a donation or church or anything, will be shut down too. See, they get bold in their evilness. Yeah? We're going to see. You will see. Stay tuned. Here's another one. Do you have up-to-date information on whether MMS has been successful in curing COVID-19? I hear conflicting rumors. Just to assure you that I am a believer, let me mention three people that I personally am aware of who have been helped. So this person's really not paying attention to our sites and our broadcast. They must have just found out about us or something, because we've talked about it all the time. That's why we're being accused of. Rightly so. Accuse us of saying it cures COVID-19. That's just one of thousands of things it cures. Here's through the three things he said. My wife had serious bone infection behind teeth. Dentist said she needed two teeth removed. Take antibiotics 6 months. Then had tooth implants. All would cost thousands of dollars. She took MMS 3 drops hourly 8 times a day for many weeks. Dentists couldn't believe infection was gone. Sent her to a specialist for a second opinion who confirmed infection gone. It's amazing how many people have told me the dentist, the doctor was amazed. What did you do? Some of them say, don't tell me, but keep doing it. Some of them say, what? That's poison. But doctor, you said I'm cured. Stop it. I've had doctors say that too.
I had one of my friends the other day. Doctor gives him these two things. Just listen. It's probiotics for his gut and antibiotics. Take them together.
Yeah.
Okay. That, one just means that alone, life. You want to just smack the guy.
Yeah. One means for life.
Probiotics, one means life. And then kill all the biotics, all the flora. Yeah. So good job. You're doing.
They're trained wrong. We're not saying all doctors are stupid. They're trained by pharmaceutical curriculum. Read my book, folks. Here's number two that a friend, John H., visited his son, a missionary in Africa, but returned home seriously sick with malaria. My wife gave him MMS. He was much better in a few hours, so much so that he failed to take the second dose and the illness returned later in the day. She scolded him, saying, I told you to take 2 doses. So next time he did, in a few hours, was fine. The malaria has never returned. My friend Bill S. in Miguel, Texas, Mexico, had hepatitis so bad that his stomach turned black and was very bloated. Doctor told him there was nothing else more he could do. Because they can't. They don't know what to do, Joe. Told him to go home and get his affairs in order. Make sure you pay your bill, though, before you leave the door, right? As he was sure to die. My wife recommended MMS, which he took in significant doses daily. In a matter of weeks, he was completely cured. He was so impressed that now he makes his own MMS, which he distributes to friends without profit. So anyone who has the success of MMS with COVID-19, I told him. But he did put a note. Note, I realize FDA has ordered you to shut down without even considering the possibility MMS could really help with the COVID-19. This may make it more difficult for you people to help with the virus. We have a friend who just learned of COVID-19 and planned to share some MMS with her. Thus, I am very interested in knowing if MMS is working, COVID-19. Hope to hear from you soon. Best regards, Roger. So, yeah, I wrote him and said, yeah, just do it. This is what you do. Here's one. I saw, this had to come in yesterday. I saw the Health Ranger video about your sons. I can tell you your stuff works perfectly. A friend of mine in Holland, after his arm was broken, 6 bacteria that was resistant for antibiotics, anti-life, and nerve pains in his arm because of holes in plates they used to fix his broken arm. For months, he had 24-hour pain. Doctors could not help him. They told him, you need to live with that pain, and you need to be careful with your arm because of the bacteria. He had so much pain that he would like to end his life. But he knows since 2016, we know each other, and I give him the tools and information on how to self care, this kind of thing. I told him if you can get sodium chloride, which they call NaCl2, and HCl, hydrochloric acid, and DMSO, and organic aloe vera, I can give you the information about how to use it. So he got it. And I called him with this bus driver. I called him. Well, I guess he's a bus driver. With this bus driver that's a Facebook friend of mine that would lose his job because he also had no strength in his arm because of the nerve pain and bacteria. He started with Protocol 1000. After first week of one drop an hour with one drop of DMSO and raised this within 2 weeks to four drops an hour and rubbed his arm with ClO2, that's chlorine dioxide, and aloe vera and DMSO. After 2 weeks, the pain was almost gone. He could wipe his behind again at the toilet and got more strength in his arm. And after 4 weeks, his complaints were totally gone. He got his bus driver's license back, and his boss gave him back his job. He will never, ever take pharmaceutical drugs again. See? It's going to wipe him out, Joe. But what person in their right mind would listen to the doctors, be suffering, do this, and go, I'm going to go to the doctor next time I get an infection?
Yeah.
Never take it again. That made him worse with all kinds of side effects. And he is so thankful. But it's my duty to help others. So isn't it us? We're not going to stop. God help us, please. God help us. Open the eyes of these people.
This pisses you off, doesn't it? Yeah. All we're trying to do is help people. All I've ever done my whole life is help people.
Yeah. Joe, what that epilepsy video. I just cried. I said, thank you, God.
I did, too.
I'm like, we interviewed a lady yesterday. She started crying. We prayed with her right on the broadcast. Folks, this is not a game. We're not making, oh, you're in it for the money. They're saying we made all kinds of money that we never even made. They're crazy. And if we made anything, we gave most of it away and took care of what we do. And get more people.
We didn't make anything. Everything was given as a donation. So.
They took 8,000 pounds of our sodium chloride that could treat hundreds of thousands of people, Joe, and cure them. They're going to pay dearly. And even the people that did it, they're going to pay dearly. God save them and let them repent. But these people are going to be chastised by God. So thankful. It's my duty to help others. Big Pharma killed my mother. And when she was not 54 years old with a three-phase anticonception pill, and I saw her die a terrible death. I started working for that big pharma company in 2012 to see if with my own eyes for what crap they are making. And since then, I knew we need to stop these poison factories around the globe that do more harm than good, okay? Maybe 3% good with some products they make. You know, like penicillin. Well, it could cure. You know how they got penicillin? From mold on an orange. Then they paid in a laboratory. I'm so much more to tell you, but I don't want to spoil your time. But it's amazing what chlorine dioxide does to people. Did you know it even has an E number approved tool for the food industry here in Europe? E926. No, I didn't know that. You can look it up. He gives you the medical definition, dictionary, to use as in medical, world, dentist, and so on. Hope you and your sons can start again with help people as soon as possible, and you are not alone with the good people in this world. And there's a lot of them, Joe. We'll spread this. They're never going to stop this. That's the pleasure I have to know. They could kill us all tomorrow, Joe. Right? It's not going to stop it. It's the snowball. Not just a little snowball now. It's a big boulder. Nothing's going to stop. It's an avalanche. You are not alone, the good people. Okay, spread this. They're never going to stop this. This clinical trial, he put a clinical trial in, but also this non-toxic information, they put another one in, and Michael Coe, yeah, put it in there, showing it's, said it's non-toxic. We all know that the world is upside down and that chemotherapy is killing people all over the world. Why don't you take down those petrochemical industries that are killing people around the globe? No lie, we'll live forever. We will prevail. Kind regards, Mick fucking Dick Scrubin. I don't know. Then he put it in another language. Looks like that looks like Indian.
Yeah, that was Peter.
Peter from Czech Republic. God bless you, Peter. And I know you're doing a lot of stuff in Czech Republic.
Oh, that was Harry. MIT, I think.
Yeah. Joe, we were in Czech Republic, 500 people, and there were 300,000 emails in one day because we had a doctor there that showed the prostate fourth stage cancer patient cured before and after, and they're both talking. Czech Republic, that was Prague, went crazy. It's all over Czech Republic, all over Romania, Bulgaria. It's all over Europe, like I said to the president.
It's all over Latin America.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I mean, Latin America, it's crazy because it's working and it's healing so many people.
It's in China. They took all our books, pirated them, and they're using it. It's in the Philippines. It's in Thailand. And there's a lot. It's not going to stop. Not going to stop. Doing great. We've been on MMS for 1 month now, and I'm getting better every day. I don't have any major issues, but I have severe minor problems that have bothered me every day for years, such as heartburn, aches, pains, brain fog. I had a cut on my head that would not heal. I also have started to have high blood pressure, just to name a few. They have now begun to vanish with the MMS protocols. I have given several people the products. They have started seeing progress also. Just remember, keep at it. Your issues will subside. Thanks for all you do. Folks, we can't stop. Uniquely, I know it's not easy to believe, but this project changed my life. No, can't change your life. I started to take it 3 months ago, but I have had an uncured health problem. But now I'm feeling amazing, like reborn. Try it, and you will see. They don't want you to even try it. That's why they put out these, the FDA said. Find out who the FDA is, and you won't believe them. Joe, this is dead. Here's another one. MMS. This is nothing but a miracle. No adverse side effects. Another one. Added safeguard. Although I am very healthy and don't need to do the protocol at this time, just to have your sacraments gives me an added peace. Just in case they make these stupid vaccine mandatory. Thanks. Because we have a vaccine protocol that if you get it, if you did get it, or they forced you to get it, we can wipe it out within hours. Heal, the greatest gift ever given to man to help heal. Thank all you so much. God bless. Thank you for asking God to bless. Something's not working here, Joe. Recover memory card data. Memory card data. Will it wipe it out? It works. Number 10. I bought this to help me cut down on the amount of medication that I take. I am happy to say that after using this product for 21 days, I find that I have been able to take half the amount that I was taking and was cured from one ailment and no longer have to take that medication for my colitis any longer. So they're weaning down. Some people, I tell them, you're on a lot of medications, you can go cold turkey. Or you can wean yourself off, I'm cut them in half and wean yourself off as you're doing the protocol, because the protocol will attack those medicines too. So wean them out, get them out of the way, and you'll be fine. I have people on 15 different pills. They stopped and never affected them once, Joe. Well, we're done. So I guess the camera ran out. We're just on this one, which won't matter. But please, pray, please. Write the president, tell your friends to write the president, give him the books, follow everything we're trying to say there, because if we're in jail, we can't get out, you won't hear from us. You won't hear the G2 voice unless we get out. There are going to be other people monitoring and making sure people get things hear about what's going on, but we don't know how much news. This could be our last broadcast, okay, for a while. But if I know anything about God and he does something special, we might be here next Sunday, Joe. We might not even have to go. We might hear from a U.S. Marshal I'm in touch with. Mark, we're not, you don't have to get on the plane because it's dismissed. It's no longer a warrant. Mm-hmm. Pray for that. The judge has been dismissed and fined and put in jail, and the U.S. attorneys. The FDA in charge of that has been dismissed and being persecuted for crimes against humanity, and the FTC equally. God bless you, folks. We love you, and we don't play games. And because we don't play games, Joe, we get almost 250,000 people on the G2 Voice.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to be able to hear that. Okay? Mike Adams, let me tell you what it is right now. It was like 62.
Oh, no, I've been watching it right here.
What is it up to now?
It was at 6,688.
Click on it again. It was at 1,200 yesterday.
Yeah, no, 6,688. Look, 6,688.
Right now?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Mike.
Tons of comments.
Yeah.
A lot.
Good.
Very good ones, and then a few, you know.
Yeah, you always got these shrills.
Yeah.
But we just let them say, because you know what happens? The people, they go, you're an idiot. You know, they reply, they fight for us.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
People, they say, why you did let Facebook people say this? Hey, let the people that be cured fight.
Mm-hmm.
We put it
was
up.
The same thing here in Colombia years ago when Caracol did something on the Genesis 2 church and MMS and stuff. All the comments, I would say 98% of the comments were all testimonies. Yeah, I used it and I got cured. Yeah, I used it and I got cured. It wasn't me. I didn't write it. You didn't write it.
No. They wrote it.
People wrote it.
We don't even know
were,
these people.
Yeah, we don't even know these people. They're people who have a testimony.
Right. They're not
millions out. Have used this and millions have been cured.
If you have a testimony, write the president quickly and tell him to stop the persecution. This case, unlawful case against the church. That's what you need to focus on. The unlawful case against this church goes against the First Amendment. They want to push us and create all this other diversion. No, we're not going to let them do it. If we go to jail, it's because we're saying we have the right, First Amendment right, to do what we did without any interference or any approval from the FDA. That's our defense. We have all this other stuff. God bless you, folks. Pray for us, please. And please encourage millions of your sphere of influence to back us and help us.
Mm-hmm.
And God will help you, too, because this is God's work. We're in a health revolution. God bless you.
God bless you.
See ya. I usually say next week, but see ya.
See ya in the future. God bless.
We got MMS. We got the solution. It's a health revolution. A health revolution. We got MMS. We got the solution. Your health is not good, and you're suffering.
You don't need to suffer.
Build you back up, make you tough again.
It'll make you tougher.
Dengue, MRSA, AIDS, and malaria. With MMS, we are not scared of ya. But those big pharmaceutical companies, they try to keep us down up on our knees. Not going to stop as they're lining their pockets, keeping mankind in disease.